Carl Anderson's got a knock, so we'll see how he is tomorrow. Richie Smallwood's got was just feeling his hamstring tight after training today, so we'll see if that settles down. So obviously we're missing that, and we've got the two lads we've got loan from Ipswich. So there'll be you know, two or three changes versus Saturday, but you know, we've expected this, so there's no real surprises.
And an opportunity for maybe one or two other members of your squad in this game, perhaps.
Yeah, there'll be an opportunity for some, and it's an opportunity to grab it, because we've always maintained that if you do the business, or you play well and you keep your shirt, it's as simple as that. It's the easiest game in the world as a manager. If your players are informed, you pick the same players. It's an opportunity for one or two to grab it.
And we've talked about this a few times. When you have, you know, the competition that you have in your squad, when you do get an opportunity, you have to make statements, don't you, to a manager?
Yeah, you do. I mean, our options are severely limited this weekend, and I've been for a week or two with the injuries and like a suspension kicking in, different little things we're having to manage. So we've not really had the full availability of our squad. We different things that we're having to face, but we've never used it as an excuse in six or seven games yet, and we're not going to use it going forward. So it's an opportunity for players to come in, express it, improve a point in the performance, and get selected against Blackburn on Tuesday. That's how it works.
Alex Revell went off in the last game with something. What is the situation there?
Oh, he's fine. He's trained for a couple of days. Alex got a bit of a dead leg, and it takes two or three days, and it comes back, but he's fine.
And Becchio getting his first goal as well, I suppose, having got that one, and that important, isn't it, to get the first one there. You want to see him go on a bit of a run now, don't you?
Yeah, I think with Becchio, we've never hidden it, you know, until we get him up to the where we need him to be. It's a case of make him chances. If you make him chances, Luciano will put the ball in the net. And, you know, I would say it, you know, in the games he's played, the first real chance he's had was and he made the goal. He robbed the defender, slipped it wide to Pringle, and gets on the end of the cross. It's a great goal from his point of view. And we played him in the reserve game on Tuesday, and as much as was wrong with a lot of that performance, and Becchio gets a goal because he's the centre of the goal. So if we make chances, Betts will score.
Is he getting there now? Are you seeing that the time he's had on the field, whether it is in the midweek game or whether it is in terms of the championship stuff, is he actually getting there now to the level of fitness you want?
Well, he's significantly better than where we were, but we always said it would be post the international and break in 10 days' time that we'd feel the benefit of being able to give him 2 weeks of proper, sharp, physical, you know, things you would normally do in pre-season. You know, if Luciano walks in here, he looks an incredibly fit bloke. If he walked in here in his jeans and his top, you would think there's end on him. But we look and we think there's a lot of areas in his body that Paul Warren and the medical staff want to get firmed up and sharpened up. And that only comes really when we work on the training ground and playing games. And we've got a lot of minutes into him, and we now need a week where we can get him on the training ground and give him an old-fashioned pre-season.
You spoke very positively about the second-half performance against Charlton. How do you balance out the satisfaction of your team playing well compared to the fact that you've only got a draw in the game?
I think you know you've got more chance of winning if your performances are right. And it's not just been me that's saying that. I'm looking at, you know, we sit there almost in a similar situation to Bournemouth, who I think are an exceptional side. They play some of the most stunning football you'll see in the Championship, and they've not been winning. And I listened to Eddie's words with real interest after the performance at Watford, where they got a good point when he said, you have to believe the results and everything else follows the performance. If the performance is adequate and you're miles off the game, really, you've got no chance. But when your performance is good, and I think we've had a number of excellent performances as we've arrived in the Championship. The two that stick out to me, we lost one and drew one. We lost at home to Watford when our first 45 I thought was as good as it can get. But I think our second 45 against Charlton was even up from that. And yet we took 1 point from six in those two games. That's how cruel the Championship is. And yet I can watch other teams be fairly average in their performances so far and sit 5 and 6 points above us. But we can only sit and say that we believe over a season that has to turn.
It is a harsh division, isn't it? I've seen games at this level, not just involving our clubs, where there have been one or two teams that have won ugly, that have just gone in there and have nicked one. And that tends to happen, doesn't it?
Well, listen, we done it against Wolves. We win. Not even ugly. We win very, very ugly. There's not enough verys. There's not enough uglies. But in saying that, we should have beaten Watford. We should have beaten Brentford. And I don't think there's any dispute. We should have beaten Charlton. Should we beat Bolton? Absolutely. So that's four games. You know, it's a lot of points in that four games, because if we'd have won, it's all ifs and buts if it went to. I'm not going to get carried away and say if we'd have won, then where would we be? But our performances were deserving of more in those games. And we go to Ipswich, and we hope we can produce a good performance. We know we have to produce a good performance to add to our points tally, but we don't kid ourselves. All. We look at the week ahead, we look at Ipswich, we look at Blackburn Rovers, we look at Norwich. Why did we work so hard in League One? Why did Wembley's win mean so much to us? Yeah, because we win at Wembley and the fans are happy and the town is happy and the team is happy, but the real reason why is because what it brought the following season. This week coming, next 7 days, just tells you why you want to be in the Championship.
Yeah, you list those teams that you've got coming up and then you look at the team you played in the playoff final and later Orient, who haven't had the best start. You know, Russell Slade's resigned and appears to be going to Cardiff as well, but you just it's so fine margin, isn't it? That penalty shootout really could have gone either way, and Leighton Orient are now in the bottom half of League One, and you've got these teams to come and face.
Yeah, and if you ever wanted a manager out of League One to go and get the Cardiff City job, it would be Russell, because you know we know how fine the margins were for us to win at Wembley. So for me to read astonishing press reports 10 days ago that he could be getting out of a job if they lost at Notts County, just a bit summed up football and the management game and what people think is on and what doesn't go on. So to know that he's going to be unveiled later today as Cardiff City manager is great for every manager in the game.
And it's not just him, is it, that the pressures we see Mick Adams, I mean, you won promotion at the same time from League Two as Port Vale. He loses his job as well, and it goes to show what can happen. It can change very quickly, can't it?
Well, the first thing in football that you need is the support of the man above you. We all have a boss in football. Every football manager may get the press conferences and the headlines, and supporters may see the emotions you go through, but ultimately we all have a boss. I have a boss in Tony Stewart who's told me that I'm a big part of this football club for many years to come if I choose to be that, and I certainly don't see it any other way. So from that point of view, you need the support. Do I personally think Mickey Adams got the support that he needed? No, absolutely not. And Russell didn't get the support, so he's gone in his jollies down to Cardiff, hasn't he?
Mm. Are there still players in your squad that are learning what the Championship is all about? Because it's not hard, it is hard, isn't it, to pick that up in just a handful of games?
Well, this is a big part of your evolution in football. You know, I was talking to a very experienced coach today who said to me it's a big jump from players to League One to the Championship. This is a guy who's just currently out of the game. I think it'll be short term, who's out for different reasons other than nothing to do with football, I don't think, but he's an outstanding coach and manager. And he said, but some of the Rotherham United players are trying to breach that from League Two, because a lot of our starting team still was lads that come through us in League Two. And some are still trying to make the jump. Some have took it like the swan to water. But this period of evolution in our football club is huge in between now and the summer. There will be evolution movements, which is players will come and players will go, and we have to do that to affect the level in a positive way, because it is a big jump.
It's a good example of maybe players that are still trying to make that jump. Is it someone like Ben Pringle? I don't think he played the last two games, did he? Lee Frecklinson, who had such a great impact for you last year, hasn't started every game for you this season. Are they a good example of two players who are still working up to what this Championship's about?
Yes, they are, but I think if we looked at the second half against Charlton, I watched a Lee Frecklington performance. It was as good as anything from an attacking midfield player I've seen for or against us this season. And I've seen Ben Pringle come on and suddenly have that little bit of swagger. Is that an English word or a Scottish word? I don't know.
Yeah, we can use it.
All right, okay. Or a little bit of, they'd say in Scotland, you've been a little bit gallus. That's what they'd say in Glasgow. And what that means is you've got that wee bit of swagger where you go buy a player and you do something, and Ben hit that back on Saturday against Charlton. So those type of players, with their ability levels, can certainly play in the Championship. That's never in doubt. But I've always said it, their performances in 90 minutes and their performances on the training ground need to dictate that they get selected.
What is it about the Championship that is so different, do you think? Is it just the quality? What is the difference between this and League One?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is the quality. I think you get punished a higher number of percentages than what you would in League One. And, you know, somebody said to me, the same guy I mentioned earlier, said to me, you just find in the Championship everything's a bit better. The goalkeeping's a bit better. Defending's a bit better. Midfield energies and what rate and passing's a bit better. The striker's a bit better. Why? Well, we're one step away from what a lot of football clubs would call the Holy Grail of the Premiership. And that's reality. There's a lot of clubs in the Championship could play in the Premiership, and that's just down to managers' preferences in the league above us.
With the little knocks that you've got and a few players perhaps not being available for this one, Are you trying to keep the squad together? Are you not prepared at this stage to let people who aren't getting games go out? Are you quite happy to keep them together?
Well, if I let anyone go out this week, I'd be on the bench as a sub. So that's not very good,
your
is
boots
it?
On
yeah, my boots on, yeah. Well, that'll give Mick McCarthy a laugh, the big dare sod. You know, that'll make him laugh, won't it? And no, we're keeping the group together as we are. And, you know, in a week or two, we'll be talking about another 5-6 lads available to us. That's a big percentage on adding on to 18. It suddenly becomes a squad where there is real depth of competition. But, you know, people like Richard Wood and people like Craig, who suspended this weekend, will be back. You know, we've got people like Bradley and Milson getting very close to fitness now. And you add to all of that and suddenly you have some options.
Craig Morgan's not the only player who's got a suspension this early in the season for 5 bookings. Is there anything you can say for a player in that type of situation? Is it just one of those things? Is there any advice you can give him to avoid these kind of suspensions?
No, I think we always look at the yellow cards and we look at how they're attained, and you know, what we'd say is Craig Morgan's not made a bad challenge in the Championship, and yet he's on 5 cautions. And it's little things, but you know, a lot of tugs here, a lot of infringements here. By the letter of the law, they're cautionable, and but we're a little rather, aren't we? So we get cautioned. We don't get a wee telling off. We get cautioned. Others get told off.
Can you just talk to us about your relationship with Mick McCarthy? I'm presuming it's a pretty good one, given that he's loaned 2 players to you, a division rival now, this season.
Well, I didn't know Mick a lot. I used to be frightened to talk to him when I went round League 2. He's just someone I looked up to. He was like looking up to the top people in the Premiership. He had that little bit of an aura about him. And but actually, when you get talking to him, is he a Yorkshireman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds like a Yorkshireman. But he's one of the most honest, brightest, intelligent, but simple, basic managers you could wish to come into contact. And he's a bit like a Steve Evans Glaswegian. Yes is yes, no is no. Mick can have that player unknown. Aye, son. Well, he says yes, son. Fergie says aye, son. But it's a yes or it's a no, Rob. So my relationship with him has been built on that, and it's built on a real professionalism and a respect for a man that's I look forward to seeing on Saturday. But they're on 3 straight wins. He could lend us a win, couldn't he?
I just wonder if his type, and you know, people could perhaps categorise you this way as well, you know, are there enough characters in the game right now? And we're sort of seeing less and less in those managerial roles as maybe some of the new breed, new generation of players turn into managers. We're not seeing the Mick McCarthy's and the Steve Evans as much these days.
I think Mick's changed as well. I've seen Mick from a distance, sitting up in the seats, watching many games, both in his career at Wolves and at Ipswich. And you know, obviously was in watching him with interest at Wigan on Monday, and he was quiet and passive, but his team were outstanding. And Mick is always on the edge of that technical area with Terry, and they lead their team by example, and they get every ounce of energy and commitment and spirit. And you know, if Steve Evans wants to learn from anyone how to become a top Championship manager with a pedigree of being able to manage like Mick did, I think, successfully in the Premier League, then follow the prototype of Mick McCarthy.
They're on a terrific run at the moment. 3 wins in a row in the Championship. It's going to be a tough one, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, they've beaten, if you look at the quality of the 3 sides they've beaten, you know, they've beaten Brighton, who I think are a good side. They beat Brighton 2 late goals, but comfortable. Millwall, comfortable. And they went up to Wigan, and I think they won that game comfortably. I know there was a lot of late pressure in that last 5 or 6 minutes of added time for Wigan, but other than that, it was just an outstanding, real workmanlike Ipswich Town performance. And if you're organised and you're big and you're strong and you're physical and you work hard, you get results in the Championship.
I'm not sure where the last month's gone, but it has been a month since that Millwall game. As a manager, do you get quite anxious to get that win that's eluded you for the last month?
Well, I think we've our performances have deserved ones, haven't we? And within that month, we had a 2-week international break, so it sounds a long time, doesn't it? You're trying to get me here, aren't you? That's me thinking I've hardly done any football since Millwall.
Well, journalists are good.
People, you had 2 weeks, no, you didn't have 2 weeks off because you were League 1 and 2, weren't you? But no, we think we've gone to Bournemouth and got an excellent win. We feel very disadvantaged losing to Brentford at home because we were much better. And we lost at Bolton. Listen, Bolton and Charlton on Saturday, their pass should have been 6 points. We take 1. That's quite galling and hard to take, but you have to have a tenacity to bounce back and remind your troops of actually how good the performances was in those 2 games. Bolton away was an outstanding team performance, and the second half against Charlton was as good as we've played ever at Rotherham United my time. It's a big statement when you don't win a game and we beat teams 5 and 6 here.
I just wonder if that will that be part of the message to these players? Just keep going and your luck will change.
Oh, listen, it's the same as Eddie Howe, isn't it? I look upon us and say, if we'd, you know, another couple of points, we'd be sitting mid-table in the Championship and nobody'd be looking at us. So, but with incredible success we've had the last 2 years, people are going to look. But when you're playing as well as we've been playing, and we have to keep that level up, with that energy levels up, then results are around the corner. They'll come, and we have to believe that. Because if I don't believe it, Eddie Howe don't believe it, and about seven others don't believe it, that's a crying shame. But we believe our performances are right. We're on top of a lot of it. We know everything we need to know about Ipswich Town, and the players, more importantly, will by the time they leave the tunnel at 2:55 on Saturday. And we look forward to going to a good stadium. There'll be a passionate home support on the back of 3 wins. And we've got to make sure that we've added to our points tally on Saturday night.
I just wonder whether or not there is a bit more pressure, given the success you've had for the last 2 years, and this may be from within rather than outside, to just keep doing it. You're a team that is used to winning football matches.
Listen, nobody puts more pressure on Steve Evans than Steve Evans. Tony Stewart would be the first person to tell you that it took him 5 or 6 years to find a manager that couldn't stand losing more than him. And but he found me, and he found me. I'm off the scale. But I never forget that it's my job to come in and lead the troops and up the troops and lift everyone in this training ground and keep the belief. We play as we've done in the majority of games this year. We'll have no problem being part of this Championship. And what will that make? What will that measure? Remarkable progress in 2.5, 3 years. No one else has reached what we've done in 2.5, 3 years, so we should never, ever forget that. And that's our chairman's words.